week after Ian first made landfall in the US, rescue teams are still going door to door searching for victims and survivors. More than 100 people have been found dead so far, but the number is likely to grow. And with the midterm elections just a month away, the crisis is bringing together two political rivals. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is seen by many as the heir to the Republican throne if Donald Trump doesn't run again. But both sides have promised to put the politics on mute, at least for now. Hundreds of thousands of people remain without power, some still trapped inside their homes with no access to food or water. Authorities say it could take a month or more to restore power, and Florida is likely to ask the president to extend the disaster declaration for the state. Gabrielle Fahmy, New York.